All right, welcome to the pre-show. This is for the 5th of June. God damn, the 5th of June. Today, we're doing a classic from the 5th of June, 2006. And today is the 5th of June, 2025. Almost 30 fucking years ago, man. Almost 30 fucking years ago. And I began the Phil Hendry show, the actual Phil Hendry show. I mean, there was a Phil Hendry show before 1990. That was a disc jockey. It was a series of incarnations of Phil Hendry that never really hit the mark. They were all, didn't even come close to hitting the mark. They were all just DJ shows. The Phil Hendry show was on, the DJ Phil Hendry show was on BJ 105, WBJW, where you got a BJ at 1440 You had 1440 in Orlando, but you could get a Kiss at 740. WKIS, and I was also a DJ at WKIS. I was a DJ at WDIZ. I was a DJ at WORJ, and then I became a DJ at WNOEFM, WSHEFM, and then I came to Los Angeles to K-West, KWST Los Angeles, and then I became a DJ at KGBFM in San Diego, and then I was a DJ for a very brief time at the Anaheim station. I can't remember the call letters, the Anaheim station. I don't like that, man. Anyway, I was a DJ at the station in Anaheim, which was an album rock station. Rita Wild, who was the program director of KLOS, she was at that station, I think. Am I right? Fuck if I know. Anyway, then I was at KNX FM. And yeah, I was at KNX FM, and then I went to KMET very briefly when it was on the downside of KMET, and it was perfect. KMET wasn't what it used to be, and I wasn't even anywhere near what I was gonna be. The two of us were meeting each other on the opposite sides of a downhill, uphill journey. Then after KMET, then I went to KLSX, the first classic rock station in LA, and I think the second classic rock station in the United States behind the one that Fred Jacobs put on the air in Detroit. And I got fired from that job, and then I went from KLSX to some fucked up gig. No, I went straight from, I went to KFI. I started a talk radio. I started doing talk radio at KFI, but it was still a piece of shit show. It was just interviewing people. You know, I was just doing what I saw everybody else doing, right? And I got fired from that job. And then I went to KVEN Ventura, and that's when life began for Phil Hendry. KVEN in Ventura, under Rich Galano and Dave Lowe, I became the radio talent that I wanted to be. Let me just put it that way. Somebody say, well, you became the radio talent? You could be. You became the radio. No, it's just the guy that I wanted to be. And that began a journey that was explosive. I went from KVN Ventura, and you know the rest. But that was all the disc jockey shit that I did. Total fucking bullshit. Every last fucking minute of it. I mean, I'm being overly critical because people will tell you, every one of those minutes that you spent, Phil, doing that was a building block as to what it was you were finding out what you didn't want to do. See? Right. I get it. I was in fucking hell, though. I really was. I was in fucking hell. I used to get out of my car in the morning. Get a load of this, folks. I used to get out of my car in the morning when I was working at KLSX. Is that right? Yeah. So this would have been 87, 86, 87. I was 34, 35 years old. And I'd get out of my car in the morning at whatever the fuck it was, 5 a.m., getting ready for my 6 o'clock show. And I'd done my paltry little putrid, stupid fucking show prep. And as I walked from my car to the front door of the station on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, this would be a goal for a hell of a lot of people. I remember thinking, God, how I wish I could just start my career all over again. That was what I was thinking on my way into the front door of KLSX Los Angeles. How I wish I could just start my fucking career all over again. And goddamn if I didn't get my wish 3 years later when I went to KVEN. That was just a matter of willing myself to do it. I remember I was taking a train to Portland. I was going to visit my girlfriend at the time, Turi. And I looked into the setting sun. And this sounds really dramatic, but all this shit really happened. It did. I looked in the setting sun and I said to myself, I made a promise to myself, I'm going to be the talent that I know I can be. I don't give a fuck where I have to go to do it. If I have to go to some podunk fucked up, I remember I sent a tape to some station in upstate New York. I never even heard of the fucking town. But I was willing to go anywhere, you know, to do what I wanted to do. And sure enough, man, it wasn't going to New York. It wasn't going, it was right in my backyard. It was 30 miles up the road to Ventura. And what's the lesson here? I wouldn't want to give anybody advice. I'll just tell you how I did it. And I'll bet you money it'll work the same way for you if this is a crossroads you find yourself at. You just have to fucking go do it. Okay? You just have to say, fuck it. I'm going to do it. Okay? If it's what you really want to do, what you really believe in, get off your fucking ass and go do it, man. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but you know what? That's really kind of what I told myself. I don't give a fuck if I got to go to the smallest market of the world. I don't give a fuck if I have to work for really little to no money. I'm going to be the talent that I know I can be. Because I knew if I did that, it would only be a matter of time before. In fact, I will tell you this. I was so confident. When I started to do my show in Ventura, I immediately knew that I was on the right track. I was so confident. I thought I'd be syndicated inside of 3 years. You ready for that? This was 1990. It took me 9 years. And I told people when the show went national at Premier Radio, I said, geez, this took about 6 years longer than I thought it would. And they're looking at me like they didn't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But that's how good I felt. Let me just put it that way. It wasn't that that's how egotistical I was. It wasn't about convinced I was that what I was doing was genius. It was just that that's how fucking, how happy I was. Working at a job that I really fucking dug. So, just do it, man. You know, baby? Why, Phil, it sounds like you're giving some kind of a motivational talk. Sure, yeah, that's right. I could give a motivational talk. I don't know how fucking good it would be. It would just be this theme, which is essentially, you know, quit fucking worrying about what people think about you. When I stop worrying about what the audience thought, and I'm saying this with all due respect to people listening to this that I know are fans of mine or listen to the show, I don't give a fuck what the audience likes. I don't give a fuck. I never did. Not when I started doing the show. Because when you start worrying about what the audience likes, you're fucked. You're going to start doing your show for the audience. Next thing you know, you'll be doing it for your general manager and you'll be doing it for your program director and you'll be trying to do all the right things so that they're happy and you won't be happy and you'll suck and you'll get fired. Doing your show for the audience, in other words, worrying about what they think and how they're going to perceive things, is a surefire road to fuckdom, man. Okay, so love you.